بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. Our most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah has given us tawfiq of reading our salat, Salatul Isha. May Allah ta'ala accept this. It is only through the tawfiq, the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala made it possible for us to visit His house, to go to the Haramain Sharifain. Despite us being great sinners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave us a chance to present ourselves in front of His house, in front of the Kaaba, in front of the Rooza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Umrah and Ziyarah. Alhamdulillah, we have made du'as for each one of you. The people of this masjid, for those who attend these programs, for our mothers, for our sisters, there were so many people who had asked us to make du'as. So many names we remembered, so many we forgot, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each person's name. And we said, Ya Allah, those who asked, requested du'as, even those who did not request du'as, Ya Allah, you grant each person whatever his desires and remove each person's difficulties. Our eyes are napak, our hands are napak, our feet are napak. Despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave us a chance to be there in Makkah and Medina. It is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He invites some person, then even though he may not have the means, whatever the difficulties may be, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, and Allah makes it possible. So those of us who have not been there still, we should make fervent du'as, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try and make some attempts, some preparation for Hajj and Umrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an opening. To leave Madinah Sharif is a very daunting task, extremely difficult. Our ishq cannot be compared to the ishq of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and the real ashiqeen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are weak. Our iman is very weak. Our amal is so weak. Hazrat Muhajir, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, once he was explaining that sometimes poverty and illnesses, sickness, they are also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it a ni'mat? When a person is hungry, then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes sabr. Person is sick, he makes sabr. Now on sabr there is great reward. So in reality, this poverty or whatever musibah that has come upon him, whatever his hardship is, it is actually a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we cannot understand this because we are weak. We have weak iman. So we don't ask Allah ta'ala to give us sickness and illness. We must ask Allah to give us afiyat, freedom, safety, security from all types of hardships, difficulties, and bala and musibat. But Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, was explaining that musibat, sickness, all these things are ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now whilst he was addressing the congregation, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayh mentioned this. He says, we were all sitting there and suddenly a person comes and they say, Hazrat, make dua, I've got a certain sickness, Allah remove this sickness. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayh was wondering, Hazrat, just explain now, the sickness is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This man has come and he said, make dua that Allah must remove the sickness that I have. Indirectly he is saying that Allah must remove this ni'mat that I have got. So now what is Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, how is he going to respond to this? Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, "Oh Allah, this sickness that you have given this person, which is in reality a ni'mat, oh Allah, you change this ni'mat into the ni'mat of sihat for him." Sihat is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though illness is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sihat is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we cannot take illnesses, we cannot take sicknesses, we cannot endure the pain. Therefore, oh Allah, you remove the sickness from him and replace it with the ni'mat of health. So we are all weak. We are extremely weak. Our ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, cannot be compared to the great ashiqeen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one sits there and you present yourself before Rauza Mubarak in your sinful state and condition, but you see thousands of people, crowds upon crowds, each one, the love they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we realize that our love is nothing compared to the love that they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, to leave Madinah Sharif is extremely difficult, extremely difficult. We just wish we could just pause the button and just enjoy Madinah Sharif for another couple of years in our life, just standing there. But if it was not for the incident of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when he left Madinah Sharif, he had to leave the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Rasulullah sent him to Yemen as a muallim, as a muballigh, as a mudarris, as a governor. He had to go and teach deen to the people of Yemen. He had to govern, he had to rule amongst them. Rule. And he had to pass on the Shariat. So when he left, he could not endure this pain. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. He began to cry profusely like a little baby. And it is mentioned in the riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not see his beloved sahabi crying, so he turned his face away. Now imagine the pain Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu had to endure. And on top of that, Rasulullah tells him, "Asa an la talqani ba'da ami hadha." Oh Mu'adh, perhaps you are not going to meet me again after this. "Wala'allaka an tamurra bi masjidi wa qabri." Perhaps now we'll come back next time. We'll pass by my masjid and you'll see my qabr. So if this incident didn't take place, then we would have been finished. But this gives us some type of consolement that he was a sahabi of Rasulullah, day and night seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he too had to leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of deen. But standing there in front of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this couplet which we mentioned before, and Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam mentioned so often, and this in reality is a share of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Damat barakatuhum ala aliyya. May Allah ta'ala give him sihat kamil adil mustaqir. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aya. Person is full of sins. This is our condition. Standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Standing before the multazam. Standing in the hatim under the mizab rahmat. By rukna yamani, or between rukna yamani and hajra aswad and the mataf. Pur khata, we are full of sins. Head to toe. Our eyes are napak, ears are napak, heart is napak, hands, entire body. Filthy thoughts we have in our mind, in our heart. Pur khata. Par kaha jaye tera banda? Oh my Allah, where can I go? Is there any other Allah I can turn to? Is there any other door I can knock at? Kaha jaye tera banda? Your servant, your slave, oh my Allah, you show me where can he go? Tere dar par, at your door, at your multazam, at your hatib, your house, یو حرم تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا ہی اس کھنگ with some امید some hope that you are going to forgive him. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, like we have a waterfall, the Niagara Falls, or the Victoria Falls, whatever falls we have. And when the water splashes with great force, then even those standing away in a distance, then they also get the splashes of that water that comes, that hits the ground. And of course, the more closer a person is, the more harder the effect of that waterfall on him. Exactly like that is the tajalliyat. And he used to often say that the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending upon his house. It's just that we are blind to these tajalliyat. Our hearts are blind to it. The eyes of our hearts are blind to it. We cannot see it. But it is true. The effulgence is coming down, the anwarat is coming down on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe me, those who read, perform salat closer to the Kaaba, you can feel the effect of this Kaaba, the nur of this Kaaba, as the more closer you go. When you stand right against the Kaaba, you are awestruck. Person attaches himself to the multazam. He begins to cry. When you stand under the mizab rahmat in the hatim, you feel so different. This is the effect of the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directly above the Baytullah is Baytul Ma'mur, that Kaaba of the angels. Every day 70,000 of them make tawaf. And once they make tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur, they don't get a chance again. So poor khata, the person is sinful. Day and night we are committing sins. And this is the washing machine which Hazrat Rahmatullah used to mention. The 7 rounds, 7 spins. And after that we should be clean. Our hearts should be pure and clean. May Allah Ta'ala give us clean and pure hearts. One is we have gone for Umrah, come back, and still our hearts are filthy. Our actions are filthy. Then it's just like a holiday and a tour a person goes for. And therefore we keep on making dua. Oh Allah, you accept our Umrah, accept our ziyarat. Ya Allah, you accept our du'as. We are so weak, so weak. We are deprived, or we are bereft of ikhlas. Sometimes we do things so people may look at us and say, he's so pious, and so much of tawaf he made, and so much of dua, and he cries in his dua, and he's like this. Then we have done those things not only for Allah, we have done that for Allah and for others also. There's no reward for that. So even after performing those actions, whatever action a person does, whether it's Hajj, Umrah, Tawaf, Ziyarat, Itikaf, fasting, Nafil, Tahajjud, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the heart you should tremble out of fear. Ya Allah, have you accepted it or not? This was the worry. Ya Allah, do not reject me. Do not reject this deed I have done. Oh Allah, accept it. And therefore we should always make dua. Ya Allah, make me amongst the maqbooleen, amongst those who are accepted. Whatever my action is, no matter how weak it is, Allah, if you accept it, then I've got no problem. So the lessons we learn when we go to Baytullah, that we are nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, we hear about fana'iyat, and we read about fana'iyat. And when a person goes there and he is lost in the crowds, the people around him don't know who he is. They don't know he's a mulana, or he's a doctor, or he's a lawyer, or he's a teacher, or he's a wealthy businessman. Nobody knows him. Standing next to somebody else from some other country. And when the person looks around, each one, whether it's from China, Japan, America, India, Pakistan, South Africa, wherever he may be, crowds of people coming in all the time making the tawaf. Each one supplicating, each one crying to Allah. Each one engaged in dua. And Allah answers each person's dua. Allah answers each person's dua. Whatever his language may be. Even if he's dumb, Allah still answers his dua. And then the lesson of Qiyamah. Person's attention is drawn to Qiyamah. There are people pushing and you have to make the tawaf. You're sort of caught up in a sandwich. You can't go front easily. You're just moving with the crowds. Exactly that will be Qiyamah. Person will just be moving around. He doesn't have his father and mother next to him. He doesn't have his wife and children. And at that time your nigah and gaze is only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tawajjuh, your concentration, you are crying only to Allah. Just like how when a person is making tawaf, at that time he's not thinking of anything else, but he's supplicating. He's crying to his Allah, Wallah, you cleanse me, you purify me. And he's making sure that he makes his tawaf properly. He doesn't want to do anything wrong. Same when he's making Safa, Marwa. And he thinks of the sacrifices of Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. When you're standing, sitting on the mataf, on the beautiful marble, and you're making the sajda with such ease and such comfort, the coolness of the marble, and then you think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make tawaf on that hard ground, hot ground, and the camel's intestine is placed on his back. What sacrifice he used to make. And therefore once, when you're going to Rauza Mubarak, the crowds are huge, very huge. But we are so weak, and South Africans want everything at ease and comfort. We want to stay right virtually inside the haram in a 5-star hotel. We want the best of food, even the taxi. We make sure it's a nice driver, this, and his house is priced and things like that. We are weak, we like comfort. So we want to be in front of Rauza Mubarak, all alone and nobody else. That's not possible. The others also ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also have a right. But as you're going there, there's such huge crowds. And sometimes you have to endure some difficulty, some hardship. At that time, you have to think, what sacrifices Rasulullah made for us? What's the little bit of sacrifice I have to make? A little bit of pushing and you get slightly, you don't get hurt, but you some uncomfort or discomfort that you have to endure for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us again and again. Lessons are that we are sinful. But Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most forgiving. Allah loves to forgive. Even though at this moment we are not standing before His house, before the Kaaba Musharrafa. We are far away. But our Qibla is still the Kaaba. Our Maqsood, our Maqloob is still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah SAW had told Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ مَنْ كَانُوا وَحِيثُ كَانُوا. O Mu'adh, even though you may be far away from me, you may be in Yemen, I may be in Medina Sharif, and we are so even further away. But on the day of Qiyamah, the person أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي, the person who will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, O Mu'adh, are the muttaqoon, those who have taqwa. مَنْ كَانُوا, whoever they may be, وَحِيثُ كَانُوا, whichever land they may be residing in. But if they have taqwa, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will be most closest to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. These majalis that we have, not to pass on knowledge, whatever knowledge we have, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we pass it on. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلُوْ آيَةً. But we ourselves, we have come here to remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the entire week, if we take stock of ourselves and our time and how our programs, really if we don't even have these programs, then how much of dhikr do we make? Each person can check his own life. How much of dhikrullah do we really make? How much of durood sharif do we make if we don't have a durood and salam program? How much of tilawah do we make? How much are we reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It just becomes the routine, we come in the masjid, out, and a life of ghaflat. But here we have come to make tawbah, to cry our hearts out, to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is there, Allah is waiting for us to turn to Him. Even though we are so far away from Makkah Sharif, so far away from Madinah Sharif. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah wants to forgive. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in us His true ishq, His true love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That mal of Medina Sharif, the real wealth of Medina Sharif, there is akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which our mashayikh and ulama and our madaris, every single day, this is their focus, to teach the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the source is Quran and Hadith, nothing else. Let us not be beguiled by those people and miscreants who want to cause a division between ulama and the awam. Day and night, our mashayikh, what is the fikr? The akhlaq, to polish our akhlaq. We've got anger, we've got to remove that anger. We've got jealousy, we've got pride. We've got envy, we've got hatred, we've got love of dunya. We've got ujub, vanity. We wish to be known and be famous in society. We have this problem of fame. We have so many different diseases. And we have to remove these diseases of the heart. And this is tazkiyah. This is the effort of tazkiyah. No matter what good work we may be doing, dini work, but still, whilst teaching in a madrasa, the thought might come that you are teaching so well, you've got so many pupils, then the ikhlas goes away. Oh, person gets pride. And therefore, we have to cleanse our hearts, a spiritual purgation as they say, to cleanse our hearts. It doesn't happen just once for, and then that's the end. We have to keep on doing it constantly, all the time. Tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. Rujoo ilallah, inabat ilallah, turn to Allah. And each time we turn to Allah, we must enjoy it. It must not be a burden upon us. It must not be difficult. Either I have to now sit and make dhikr of Allah. I have to sit and make tawbah. I have to sit and cry before man. No. Person should derive pleasure in this. In whichever way he is supplicating. Whichever way he's praising is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he just thinks about his weaknesses, his sins, his faults, his flaws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what goes through our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our intentions. Allah knows our weaknesses. And as I said, Allah loves to forgive and Allah will forgive us. So these programs we have again, so that we remind ourselves, this is ta'aleem, we have this dhikr in this way, to teach ourselves how to make dhikr the rest of our life, the rest of the week. When we are alone in solitude. In fact, there is more ikhlas when a person is going to make dhikr all alone. Nobody is watching him, nobody is hearing him. And now he is devoted, dedicated. His mind is only focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah ta'ala give us an opportunity to go again and again to Haramain Sharifain. May Allah give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal. May Allah strengthen our iman. May Allah keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Kana akhira kalamin, the last words, last message I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an qultu, I said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul a'mali ahabbu ilallah. Which of the actions is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah said, an tamuta, that you die, wa lisanuka ratbun min dhikrillah, in the condition that the tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all the time engaged in dhikrullah. When a person is going to be making the dhikr of Allah in abundance, of course with dedication and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is going to happen? The nur of the dhikr is going to come into his heart, settle into his heart. And from there is going to move in every part of his body. And then when he will see, he will look at halal only. He will refrain from haram. When he will touch halal, he will refrain from touching haram. He will walk towards halal, he won't walk towards haram. He will think also that which is permissible. He will refrain from that which is haram. All this is because of the effect of dhikrullah. So the more dhikr a person makes, the more permeates into his body, and then this will enable him to do righteous and good actions. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. As we have mentioned previously, we don't have to make dhikr in a loud voice, but in a soft, audible voice, in a melodious voice, not to be done in a chorus. But ponder, to reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. Allah being most forgiving. Allah is sami', He is basir, He is all hearing. Allah is all watching. Allah knows our actions. Allah knows our weaknesses. Allah has created us. He is our khaliq. He is our raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And as we make the dhikr of Allah, when we say la, we are negating all the evils from our heart, of the heart. We are washing our hearts. We are removing this pride, the enmity, the jealousy we have. And now we are making our minds up that we are going to fill our hearts only with Allah. Illallah. So ponder over the greatness, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person says, La ilaha illallah. And there's a beacon of nur that comes out and goes right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
When you see Allah, then just ponder and imagine that everything is seeing Allah. The heavens are seeing Allah, the skies are seeing Allah, the sun is seeing Allah, the moon is seeing Allah, the stars are seeing Allah, the earth is seeing Allah, the trees are seeing Allah, the plants are seeing Allah, the flowers are seeing Allah, the pebbles are seeing Allah, the stones are seeing Allah, the rocks are seeing Allah, the mountains are seeing Allah, the waters are seeing Allah, the oceans are seeing Allah, the rivers are seeing Allah, the birds are seeing Allah, the insects are seeing Allah, man is seeing Allah, jinn is seeing Allah, the angels are seeing Allah, the animals are seeing Allah. Every single thing is seeing Allah. The hair on the body of a mu'min is seeing Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah.
عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے.
مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا
پہ ہو جا اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جا اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک شکر کلہ لا محصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک. اللہم یا اول الاولین ویا آخر الآخرین ویا ذا القوة المتین ویا راحم المساکین ویا ارحم الراحمین يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالم. أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم, اللهم إنك عفو كريم, اللهم إنك عفو كريم, تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم, فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله, أصلح لنا شأننا كله, أصلح لنا شأننا كله, ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا, أنت مولانا, أنت مولانا. انصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وما يموت بلفظ الله من موت كريم رحيم الله. يا مولا يا عقا إلى العالمين وما ريقناكم معافرما فلا هم قني قاري هم خطا قاري يلا هم سيا قاري هم بد قاري يلا هم سب كجه. لكن هي الله تيري بندي يا يا الله فقيم يا الله. Forgive us every major minor sin that we committed, Ya Allah, in the broad daylight, darkness of the night, public in privacy, Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, Ya Allah, amadan, khata'an, nisyanan, Ya Allah, saghair, kabair, Ya Allah, filthy, filthy gunas we committed, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Still we took the courage, Ya Allah, to commit those sins, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are sattar, sattar al-uyub, ghafar al-dhunub, غافر الذنب. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you cover our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tolerated us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Halim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Halim, Ya Allah. You are Afu and you are Ghafoor, my Allah. You are Sattar, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Just as you concealed our sins, my Allah. You do not reveal us, you do not expose us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah. There are elderly ones, Ya Allah. There are young ones, Ya Allah. There are masoom children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are ulama. Ya Allah, there are sulaha. Ya Allah, there are so many pious people, Ya Allah. Mothers and sisters listening over the receiver at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We are turning towards you, my Allah. We are making inhabit towards you, my Allah. We are making rujoo to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to. Agarje pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Wa ummeed karam aaya. Ya Allah, we have hopes that you are going to forgive us. You are kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sifat of karam that you have, Ya Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are so generous, so generous, so generous, my Allah. You give and you give and you give, Ya Allah, and your khazana never becomes exhausted, my Allah. Your treasures are always full, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give despite us, the recipients of those ni'mas, we are not even worthy of getting those bounties. Ya Allah, it is out of your kindness, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We need assistance, Ya Allah. We need guidance. We need hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel spiritually low, my Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, we feel so low, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, pick us up, my Allah. Make us feel spiritually charged, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on a spiritual high, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us attach ourselves to you, my Allah. Remove from our hearts all the filth that we have, all the vice and all the evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our dhikr that we made, my Allah. Accept the wa'az and nasihah that we gave, my Allah. Help us to implement this into our lives, Ya Allah. Strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing a'mal saliha, righteous deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Oh, my Allah, become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, amin tera bana le. Become ours, my Allah. We are not asking you anything else except, Ya Allah, that you become our friend, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Include us in the list of your awliya. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. The challenges are too great, my Allah. They are too daunting upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are standing up, but we are falling down again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting caught in this quicksand, in this quagmire, my Allah, of sins and vice and evil and temptations, my Allah. We try to come towards you, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan overpowers us again and again, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have become so messed up and so filthy, my Allah. Wash us, my Allah. Cleanse us, Allah. Hamari diluku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every male, every female, young, old, Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah, help the ummah needs you the most, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummah pareshan hai. There are earthquakes taking place, Ya Allah, there are volcano and hurricanes and so many disasters that are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of bombings that are taking place, Ya Allah. Masoom children, they are losing their lives, my Allah. So much of oppression and zulam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us in the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The special ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the special ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah made so much of sacrifices for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the sacrifices, my Allah. You are well aware of the du'as he made for his ummah, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are his followers. We are making shukr you have made us in this ummah, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to follow and make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to appreciate the sacrifices, my Allah, by implementing the sunnah into our lives, my Allah. Give us true knowledge of deen, my Allah. Give us tafakkuh fi deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah.
Protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from all the miscreants, Ya Allah. Protect us from all those people who wish to cause disunity amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to go to the ulama and mashayikh, Ya Allah. Help us to sit in the gatherings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to learn the ilm of Quran and hadith from them, Ya Allah. Give us the chance and tawfiq of bringing this into our lives, Ya Allah. You make it easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even have tikana of ourselves, my Allah. Our amal is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, how can we be leaders then, my Allah? Give us tawfiq of becoming good leaders, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, create ulfat and muhabbat amongst husband and wife, Ya Allah. Amongst parents and children, Ya Allah. Amongst Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Amongst family members and relatives, my Allah. Amongst neighbors, Ya Allah. Amongst the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever the problem may be, Ya Allah. Social problems, economic problems, Ya Allah. Depression, sorrow, grief, pain, suffering, illnesses, sicknesses, my Allah. Financial problems, my Allah. There are so many problems and difficulties, Ya Allah, and hardships, Ya Allah. Different problems, Ya Allah. They are raining upon us one after the other, my Allah. Remove these difficulties, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. They have undergone surgery and operations, Ya Allah. Some are waiting, Ya Allah, that they be operated upon, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are so many, they have been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Young children also, they've got different types of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. They're elderly ones, my Allah. They're so old, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in their old age, they've got cancer, my Allah. They can't take the pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to undergo surgery, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give them all shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, there is no other shafi but you, my Allah. You're the only shafi. Shifai is in your hands, my Allah. Give them ease and comfort, my Allah. They're all parents and grandparents, Ya Allah, that are living, my Allah. Ya Allah, they always make dua that Allah must not make them muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them maut with iman, khatama with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, remove them from their difficulties and sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our desires and umid that we have, each one sitting here tonight, my Allah. Yes, come with some umid, some hope, some dua. Ya Allah, you grant each person his dua. Our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah. And all those who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all our Muslim brothers, wherever they may be, whichever masjid, whichever part of the world, fulfill each person's jais, murad, and desire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial jannah. Ya Allah, give us burial jannah al baqi, my Allah. So peaceful, so peaceful. At the inmates of baqi and mu'allah, my Allah. You chose them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst we were there, one brother from Azafil passed away, Ya Allah, in Madinah Munawwara. Ya Allah, how fortunate he was to be buried in Jannat al-Baqi. You have answered our Hazrat Rahmatullah's du'as, my Allah. Answer our du'as also, my Allah. Give us more burial in Jannat al-Baqi, my Allah. We've got no other hope, my Allah. At least on the day of Qiyamah, we will be granted the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we've got no amal to present before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the facade in our life, Ya Allah. We've just put up a makeup, Ya Allah. We just put up a front, my Allah. We pretend, my Allah, that we are good people. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, make us stand up, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram. Give us the holy kosher water from his Mubarak hands. Don't make him drive us away, Jesus. Make him embrace us, my Allah. We just want to put our head on his Mubarak shoulder and feel the coolness of his chest, my Allah. Give us Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from every azab. Protect us from the azab of the Qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of fitna and fasad. From the fitna of the living, from the fitna of the dead, from the fitna of the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our children, my Allah. So many, every single day they're getting caught up with drugs, my Allah. What a musibah has come upon us, may Allah. So many have gone to rehabs, in and out of rehabs. Ya Allah, they are trying desperately, Ya Allah, but they are failing miserably, may Allah. Help them, help their parents, help every ummati of Rasulullah, help our women folk, our wives, our children, our parents, may Allah, our relatives, our friends, Ya Allah, our mutalliqeen, Ya Allah, our musallis, Ya Allah. Help each person, give us hidayah, protect us from every type of fitna. Ya Allah, you just help us, my Allah. Guide us, Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Don't humiliate us, don't make us zaleel, my Allah. Don't make us slip and slumber and cause, Ya Allah, and cause us to become humiliated and disgraced, my Allah. Honor us, give us dignity and respect, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna, zidna wa la tanqusna. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, Ya Allah. Give us halal rozi, give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Without slogging, without hard labor. Ya Allah, you pour your sustenance, halal sustenance from the heavens for us, may Allah. Make it be easy for us, those who have not got any occupation. They are trying for getting a halal job, Ya Allah. Find them a halal job, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us every single day of our life, Ya Allah. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكرنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا إلا ترازي بنجا رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك وجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار يا الله give us your pleasure your رضا مندي you become razi with us يا الله if you become razi with us we are successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat, may Allah. If you are naraz with us, may Allah, then we will be thrown into Jahannam, may Allah. Shaitan will become happy, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make Shaitan happy. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, may Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. All those who passed on, Ya Allah. Even in this week, there were so many people who passed away, Ya Allah. Right opposite our masjid, Ya Allah. Two sisters, Ya Allah. They became shaheed in an accident, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr irawdatun min riyad al-jannah. All our mashayikh and relatives, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah. Family members who passed away, Ya Allah. Grant them complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all good work of deen, Ya Allah. Da'awat al-tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, tazkiyah al-khanka ki mehnat qabool farma, Ya Allah. Ta'aleemun, Ya Allah, darul makatib ki mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, mujahideen ki jihad qabool farma. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen, Ya Allah. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم او ما الله give us ikhlas ya Allah give us ikhlas sincerity in all our work we're doing ya Allah protect us from riya protect us from ya Allah from ujub ya Allah from ostentation ya Allah give us maqbooliyat ya Allah Allah make billions of people, Ya Allah, benefit from us, Ya Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make our task easy for us, Ya Allah. The responsibility, Ya Allah, we cannot shoulder except with your help, Ya Allah. Your assistance, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.